Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today we are speaking with the Central Iowa, Iowa State University Extension Field Agronomist, Megan Anderson. And Megan, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks for having me again.
You're absolutely welcome. Always a joy to talk to you and talk about the latest with the crops going on here in the state of Iowa. And so as we approach August here, we're on the backside of July. Well, just tell us where we are with the crops. I know we've had some warmer weather. So yeah, go ahead and take it away.
Yeah, so we are racing right through what we would call reproductive stages in corn and soybean. Obviously, virtually all, if not very close to all, of the corn is now tasseled, and that's easy to see even from the highway. And so corn is putting on it, you know, an ear on every plant, and in some cases, two ears on the plants if they're feeling optimistic. And they're working on their grain fill at this point in the growing season. And then soybeans, similarly, have a lot of flowers on the plants. They're starting to put on pods, and then they're filling their seed right in line with what we expect to see this time of year. We've been fairly normal, really, or average, I guess I would say, for our growing degree day or our sort of heat unit accumulation over the last month or so. So even though it feels kind of wild that we go from like 90 some degrees to cooler temperature, we've been kind of average just through that time frame, and really fairly average over the growing season as well in central Iowa. And so we're right in line with where we expect to be this time of year right now.
Like you said, it is with the weather change, kind of see how that affects the crops. And yeah, corn is looking high for sure. And what about, can you tell us about soybeans as well?
The beans are in those reproductive stages. Like I said, they're putting on their flowers and pods and filling some seed already this time of year. And really, overall, soybeans look great in Dallas County, and corn looks really pretty darn good as well. I would say that in some places corn looks great, and in some places corn looks average. It just depends on what part of a field you happen to be looking in. But the crops are, you know, as good as we could hope that I think they could be this time of year.
And, you know, can you talk about then as we approach August, what you're kind of seeing here coming up?
Yeah, so there's a lot of things that I'm still keeping an eye out for in our crop fields. There's a lot of good things to be scouting for this time of year. In particular, in soybeans, we do have some insect issues that are not really problematic, but like people have seen Japanese beetles probably in their landscaping around their homes. Japanese beetles are out in soybean fields and doing a little bit of leaf feeding, so I'm keeping an eye on that. Dallas County is home to one of our newest insect pests of soybeans. It's called soybean gall midge. We haven't heard much about it this year, but it's August is likely the time when people will be seeing more of the injury from those insects. And then in August, all of us are likely to start seeing some of our weeds pop up over the soybean canopy as they continue to grow and put on height, and the soybeans sort of stop putting on more height and focus more on their seed production. In corn, this time of year, it's really important to be checking for insect issues like corn rootworm, making sure that pollination went well out in the field, and then keeping an eye on things like the disease pressure, right? Foliar diseases can be really problematic in corn. They've been fairly low this year, remarkably, but there's always a chance that they could take over if the weather changes.
Awesome. Again, we are speaking here with the Central Iowa ISU Extension Field Agronomist, Megan Anderson. And now, Megan, I pulled up the map of the U.S. Drought Monitor here in the state of Iowa, and what I'm looking at, there is no drought throughout the whole state. So can you talk about maybe how that has had an effect on the crops with getting more moisture?
Yeah, I think the climatologist said that this last week was the first week of no drought in the state of Iowa for, I believe, 219 weeks. That may be wrong, right? But we're talking basically 4 years of having drought somewhere in the state, which tracks, right? Because in 2020 was when we started to get dry. But this spring has been just a remarkable swing with the inundation of moisture across large parts of the state, including right here in central Iowa. And it has had a number of different effects, right? Some good and some bad. Absolutely replenishing our soil moisture has been critical, and we have successfully done that, right? We've made up for a lot of dry conditions that we've seen over the past few years by getting more moisture into the soil, so that our crops can use it this time of year when we are getting less rainfall. The alternative is that obviously we did have a number of problems this spring that we're still seeing the results of, and we'll see them through the combine at the end of the year, where we had places of saturated soil condition where crops were either drowned out or they were very detrimentally affected by excess soil moisture and standing water in fields. And that results in, you know, delays in the crop. It results in the need for replanting, and it's ultimately going to result in lower yield in some of those areas, which we maybe didn't see as much. Those were maybe some of the higher yielding areas in the past several years when we didn't have as much moisture, but that soil holds on to a lot of moisture. And so this time of year, it's great to have all the soil water replenished. Our crops are using it every single day on the order of probably a quarter of an inch of rainfall of moisture a day, at least in the corn crop. And so it's very important that we have that available, and the crops are making good use of it now.
And, you know, so you're seeing then, like you mentioned, for harvest season, you're seeing then a good one coming up for like this fall?
Well, it's hard to predict right now, right? Because we're probably 7 or 8 weeks away, maybe, from the start of soybean harvest. But I think that we are in good shape so far to have a good yield, and probably, you know, not going to be record yields by any means, maybe not even as good as it was in like 2022 and parts of 2023 with some of our drowned out areas. It just depends on the field and sort of what its topography is and how low lying it is. But I think so far we are set up to have a good harvest.
Awesome. Well, again, we have been speaking here with the Central Iowa ISU Extension Field Agronomist Megan Anderson. And Megan, really appreciate you taking the time to talk all things crops. And was there anything else that you wanted to add?
Just let everybody know that it's a good time to keep an eye out on those crops still. We have several weeks left of grain fill here before we'll sort of wind down for the end of the season. But there's a lot of things still to watch for in the crop. So it's a good idea to go do some crop scouting. Maybe not this weekend when it's going to be 90 degrees. So
probably avoid that. But again, well, thank you so much. That's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, as it's always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. Thanks so much, Megan.
Thanks.